It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The fine line between inflation and jobs. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve meets tomorrow to decide what to do with interest rates. And the next few moves the Fed makes are going to be critically important to the balance in this country between job growth and controlling inflation. Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at UT Austin. She joins us now to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it seems to me that we are entering a somewhat perilous moment for the Fed and the economy because there is a fine line between controlling inflation and pushing the country into recession. Are we at that fine line now?
We're definitely in the zone of difficult decisions. And we know the Fed is going to raise rates this week. But beyond that, it's really an open question about how much more they need to do. And there's a lot of views, and really the data is going to have to help them decide.
Now, anytime the Fed raises rates or lowers rates, it usually takes a while to work through the country's economic machinery and affect inflation, which makes it really easy to overshoot. But it seems like this time around, the effects have happened pretty quickly. So what does that mean for how the Fed calibrates its next move?
That's a great question. We have seen a faster cooling in inflation than we have in the labor market. And that's because a lot of the fading pandemic factors have been helping the Fed achieve its goals. And so the question is, will that continue or will those go away and a strong labor market will reignite inflation? That's sort of the crux of the debate at the Fed.
Well, speaking of the labor market, Friday is Jobs Day. We'll hear how many jobs were added to and lost from the economy. How much does the labor market need to suffer, if at all, to get inflation under control?
The key to that, I think, is wage growth. So we've seen really strong wage growth during the pandemic alongside very high inflation. And the question is whether wage growth can also, like inflation, cool off even as the job market remains pretty strong. So far, that's what we've seen. But I think the Fed needs to see a little bit more evidence of wage growth slowing back to a range, a normal range, a range that would be consistent with low inflation.
Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
It took months of talks, but automakers Nissan and Renault have reached a deal to revamp their alliance. Together, the companies make up one of the world's biggest automakers, but they've struggled to recover after a financial scandal involving past CEO turned fugitive Carlos Ghosn. Here's Marketplace's Nova Sappho.
Who has more say in the Renault-Nissan alliance has been a key sore spot among the companies. Renault has a more than 43% stake in Nissan. Nissan has a 15% stake in Renault. The two joined up in 1999, and it was one of Renault's executives, Carlos Ghosn, who was sent to turn around the struggling Japanese automaker. Now he's accused of various financial crimes. Since its turnaround, Nissan has become the bigger company. Last year, it sold 4 million cars worldwide compared to Renault's 2 million. And yet, Renault has had more say in Nissan's operations than the other way around. That's going to change. Renault will hold on to 15% of its Nissan shares and put the rest in a trust. That means the two companies will have equal voting stakes in each other's operations. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Ukraine is fighting two wars, its leaders say. One against Russia, another against government corruption at home. The U.S. government now has auditors in the country to make sure no aid or weapons are diverted or misused. Just last week, President Zelensky was forced to fire several officials over accusations of corruption, including the country's defense minister. The BBC's James Waterhouse reports from Kyiv.
Ever since Ukraine broke free from the Soviet Union, Russia has tried to pull it back. Its 31 years of independence has also seen the country grapple with a foe closer to home. Corruption.
Дорогі українці.
Tackling it was one of President Zelensky's big election promises in 2019.
My election has proved that citizens are tired of experienced politicians who over the past 28 years created a country of opportunities. Opportunities to steal, bribe and loot.
He's overseen around a dozen resignations or sackings across national and regional governments. The timing is bad and the allegations are serious. They include a deputy minister accepting a bribe of hundreds of thousands of pounds, a department paying inflated prices, as well as a company belonging to a senior official's personal trainer receiving millions of pounds since the full-scale invasion. Plus, a story about President Zelensky's deputy head of office. Kirill Tymoshenko quit 2 months after reports he'd moved his family to the mansion of a well-known property developer and spent a few months driving an expensive new Porsche. Yaroslav Yachishin is an MP and deputy head of Ukraine's anti-corruption parliamentary committee, one of several reforms created by Kyiv in recent years.
We have two wars. First of all, it's against Russia. But we have our war, internal war, for future of Ukraine. And we're fighting with corruption, illness, which are not will be exist in the future Ukraine. And two, we're fighting it with your help.
It's here on Kyiv's Independent Square 9 years ago that there was a popular revolution. People protested against the lack of democracy they lived under. In 2023, Ukraine is fighting a similar battle, but in a different way, against a backdrop of Russia's continued invasion of Ukraine.
That was James Waterhouse with our editorial partner, the BBC. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.